Hi, and welcome to another episode of Django Chat, a weekly podcast on the Django web framework. I'm Carlton Gibson, joined as ever by Will Vincent. How are you, Will?
I'm great. How are you, Carlton?
I'm marvelous. Today, we were just going to talk about some resources that are available in the Django world, the Django ecosystem, because quite probably you've heard of them, but maybe there's one or two that you haven't. So let's start. What's your favorite resource, Will?
Well, my favorite resource is you, actually. That's why I do this podcast, so I can pick your brain on Django things. But assuming that's not available to everyone.
Right, it is. We've got the Django Chat podcast. That's your number one Django resource, folks.
Yeah. And you can email us questions, Django Chat on Twitter at ChatDjango or DjangoChatPodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up. I would say these days, besides personal relationships I've developed, it would be the Django forum. So we'll link to that. So it's forum.djangoproject.com. This was set up only a couple months ago. The quality is fantastic. I mean, it's all the heavy hitters of Django. So if you have a question about Django and you don't see an answer, or it's maybe more of like a subjective question that doesn't fit into Stack Overflow. So for example, I posted one on top third-party packages. Amazing discussion on there. People should use this resource. There are experts on there waiting to help. And I think it fills the void that, you know, Stack Overflow is good for tiny, discrete questions, but these larger ones like architecture or logic, the community wants to have these discussions, and this is set up for it. So I would say right now, the forum is the number one place, and it has use, but it's not being used as much as it should. I'll throw in a number two, and then I'll let you get some in. My number two would be the conference videos for DjangoCon, PyCon. I've got a full list on the Awesome Django repo, but these videos are gold. They are amazing instructions from the top people trying to make it presentable. There's, 40 every year at each conference. There's going to be DjangoCon Africa this year. Go on YouTube, do DjangoCon, and search for whatever is top of mind, and you'll find amazing content. So those are my top two. What about you, Carlton?
Well, I'm going to comment on your top two before I...
So that's allowed. It's allowed.
Yeah, well, like the forum. Yeah, totally. So there's, for years, there have been the Django users group, the Google groups.
Yes.
So there's Django users and Django
That'd
developers.
That'd be number three.
And they're still great. And there's lots of people subscribe to those. But, over the years, they've kind of got a bit stale. And I don't know that Google Groups is the best UI or the best...
Oh, it's not. I mean, I get those updates. It's... I mean, there are still people helping on there, but the format is not not what you would do from scratch these days.
Yeah, and so the forum was launched as an attempt to try and reboot that, and, it is lively, and there are, you can get direct answers from Andrew Godwin himself, and, what more can you ask
for?
Yeah,
no, exactly, people like that, so. Django users, that would be the other one. I mean, but it's, and that's much more active. That is very, I mean, I get an update. Yeah, I don't know, 20 questions back and forth a day or something. Yeah, maybe I don't think the format is as good as a discourse or Discord board would be. So,
wait, yeah, I mean, it allows the conversations are better and you get live updates. And I don't know. Anyway, so try the forum.djangoproject.com. And then, yes, absolutely +100 on the conference videos. You know, if you want to know how, I don't know, Django works with Postgres indexes or anything, just there's a video on it and you can sit back, watch the video, you put it on double speed, you can, and you look at them and they're on YouTube, and this absolutely awesome video on Postgres indexes has got 428 views and you're like, what? It should have 4,000, and
seriously. Well, we'll keep beating the horn on that. People should check these out. What else?
But then the other thing that I use a lot is my RSS reader. So I subscribe to blogs. But how do you find out about these blogs? Well, there's a great aggregator. So if you go to the Django Project website and you go to the community section, there's a community aggregator feed, which is like you can submit your blog to be included, your RSS feed to be included in that. And so it kind of, it's got all number of blogs on it, and all of a sudden you'll be, oh, that's an interesting blog post. Oh, who's this person? Ah, and that's one thing that I've over the years have found awesome blog posts about.
Do you, what RSS reader do you use these days?
Well, I use one. I'm on Mac, so I am for my RSS reading, and I use one called News Explorer, which is good because it syncs to uses iCloud to sync to the iPhone or whatever. But years before that, I used a thing called NetNewsWire, and that's just recently been updated and re-released as an open source and free app. And I'm going to download that and give that another go because, and they're going to have an iOS version of that as well. And, you know, people tell me that RSS is dead, but apparently I still use it, so.
The people I respect still use it. I mean, I still
use it. Right, there you are then.
There's also, I'll plug a resource, so there's a new Django newsletter that I'm co-running called, Django/news, where it's a weekly newsletter, we're curating all of this, so we're picking the top news, projects, security releases, so that's maybe a easier entryway if you don't want to get, you know, as much stuff. We'll link to that. That's one option because there isn't one that's not directly related to Django itself. And when you know Django itself doesn't really pick favorites, and it shouldn't. So this is a more curated take.
And you're doing that with Jeff Triplett from RevSys.
Yes, with Jeff Triplett.
We had on the show.
We had on the show. He's kind of a big deal. He knows his stuff. He's probably doing more on it than I am, to be honest. So, but we're doing that, and it's a lot of fun. And so check that out. There's also, of course, Twitter. So there's a Django Project Twitter feed. That's not used all that often, but you should definitely subscribe. I mean, what else? I've got a list of external resources on my awesome Django repo. There's a bunch of sites that I, you know, personally think are good. But probably the community blog post that you mentioned that's probably like the top, you know, external focus place for people, I would say.
Right. And then the other issues, so Django packages, which has been around forever, is still a useful resource for finding third party packages. Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you want something, I don't know, that handles rich text widgets in the admin. Well, you know, go and type that into Django packages. You'll find the packages that exist and the options that are there. And you can kind of see how many GitHub stars they've got and when they were last updated and those kind of interesting stats which help you choose your packages. So that's useful. And there's another one which is kind of fallen by the wayside, but it's still up and still running and still really good. It's called Django Snippets. And it's got this, it's like it's like Gist or whatever, but it's like code snippets, but they're all Django related. And so actually, an hour spent browsing that, you're like, oh, that's clever. Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's clever.
I agree. I think that the layout, the UI is not updated, but the content maybe is still pretty solid.
Right. So, but here's the issue we have, right? So, the Django project has what? It has the Django project to maintain the Django software. It has the Django project website. It has the docs that need maintaining and thing. It's got Django packages. It's got Django snippets. It's got, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80,000 users in you know, your country alone. And yet very few contributors. And do you know what? Django snippets could be a much better site if we had, you know, more people coming along and say, hey, I'm happy to give a little bit of time. It's a question of surface area and then human power to maintain these things.
Yeah. Well, and I know you've done a bunch of work at Sprints recently trying to improve the docs with others for contributions. That's actually something I want to work on this year. It is still, it could be easier to contribute, but it is not super hard. And that's definitely the goal is to, you know, instead of sitting there saying like, what can Django do for me? Think, what can I do for Django? Right? Like
cool,
if you have a nice thing you've figured out, add it. If you have a thought, like write a blog post. I think especially if you're early in your career, those are really interesting blog posts to read. I mean, the best questions I get are from total beginners who ask me, you know, sometimes, you know, out of left field questions that can often be really deep and make me rethink things that I take for granted. So
yeah,
right where you're doing.
And programming is lonely, right? So you sit there and if you're in an office in a team, it's still like kind of quite an isolating experience. And you might be the back end person and the front end person. Well, you can talk to them at lunchtime, but you can't really communicate about the ins and outs of the ORM with them. Whereas if you write a blog post about your difficulty ORM and you post that on Twitter, all of a sudden you'll get some responses and you'll have a conversation and you'll find a couple of people who are into Django that you can follow and they'll follow you back. And then all of a sudden it's like, ah, I'm part of the community.
Yeah, and it's a great way to get hired too, because what's the first thing someone's going to do is they're going to Google you. And if you're applying for a Django job and you've written some posts about Django, again, it doesn't matter what level you're at. Just the fact that you're writing about it, they're having these conversations, and you will, you know, it's not a big community of Django experts out there, and they are extremely helpful. They will help you, right? You know, they'll probably see it one way or another and jump in. You know, I had that with when I was starting out. So so make the effort to reach out to try to contribute to Django, and then you will, you know, it's a better way to interact with the community rather than just consuming.
Yeah, and if you've got you know, a few blog posts and then a few pull requests you can point to, you know, I fixed something in the docs. It wasn't, you know. It wasn't
primary
research.
Yeah, as we discussed,
research.
I mean, what's the best way to, you know, if you can say I've already contributed to Django, I mean, that's, which entails, you know, having a certain technical knowledge and being able to work with others. I mean, that should jump you top to the queue for any job, Django or something else related, right? I mean, I just saw a prominent Django person is the head of engineering at a new startup that's using Ruby on Rails. And, you know, it doesn't really matter because he knows how to code. He's really involved with Django. I'm sure he probably knows Rails. He can certainly pick it up. But the skills that you learn being involved in a community and a framework directly apply across. So
yes. More and more, like people don't... once upon a time, it was, he He is smart and gets things done. And that was the hiring criteria, right? And these days, it's not like that. It's much more about, are you able to work in the team? Are you able to communicate? Are you able to, you know, do all these... We historically have thought of as softer skills, and blog posting, contributing, you know, partaking in the community actually demonstrates that to an employer or a prospective employer. We've forgotten one thing though, Will. Like we mentioned the forum, we've mentioned the conference videos. We didn't mention the conferences. Like,
oh yeah,
you've got to go to the conferences, right? What's the best resource in the Django community? It's DjangoCon, DjangoCon Europe, DjangoCon America. If you can get there, it's like go. 3 days of just amazing talks, amazing community, a couple of days of sprints where you can get involved, you can, you know, learn how the open source project works. That's a real resource.
Yes, that's how we met. Come meet us. So we'll both be at DjangoCon Europe. We'll both be at DjangoCon US. There's a DjangoCon Africa this year. I'm not gonna be able to make it, but I hope definitely to make a future one. And yeah, PyCon. There's a list on awesome Django repo, but that's the best way, because again it is sort of isolating, right? Like we all, even the most introverted person, it's nice to have a community, and again it's so welcoming. So especially these in person things, or actually there might be a Django meetup in your area. So I'm in Boston. Yes. There's a regular monthly meetup. I go there and meet people. You know it's on Thursday night, so I do think like, do I really want to go out on a Thursday night? But every time I do, I'm glad I did, you know, so make the effort. I'll apply that advice to myself too. Anything else? Is that it? That's the top ones.
They're the top ones. Yeah. Like, you know, the packages are sort of an amazing resource, but the Django packages to help find them, the blog posts. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Those.
Yeah. And I think to reiterate what we've said, be part of the community, right? Don't just, like find a way to give back, even if it's just sharing your experience as a beginner. Like and I'll give it like an example. So for me, like I love getting emails from people. I get a lot of emails. Sometimes people say, you know, will you mentor me? And I want to put a spin on that of, will you mentor me? Or when you ask someone for advice, they will just do it out of goodness for a little bit. But like a mentorship or all these things, it needs to go both ways, right? There needs to be something that both sides are getting. So if you are contributing to Django and helping and being engaged, it makes it, I don't know, more, I don't, maybe I don't want to include this part. I'm trying to say like, be like, don't just be a taker, but maybe.
Yeah, but that makes sense. I mean, one of my goals for 2020 is to think about something around the mentoring realm, but I don't want to just mentor someone directly, because every time I've been in that situation, it's like, what do you want? You just want me to teach you? No, I don't want to teach you. Like, there's lots of things, but I'm happy to talk to you and say, look, there's the guide over there, but you have to go and read the guide yourself. Like, I can't read it for you. I'm not going to read it.
Right, you want an engaged student. And I think it's also the case that, again, as with all these experts on the Django forum and all these other places, you know, what I usually say is, if someone asks me, I say, well, ask me the question. If I can answer it quickly and it informs my understanding as a teacher, I will answer it. And if I can't, I won't. But it's sort of like, you know, if people ask like an hourly rate or this and that, you probably can't pay me what my time is actually worth if it's just me giving it to you, even though I enjoy doing that. So like, tee it up in a way that I can use that to inform my teaching. We can talk about it in the podcast, you know, just be part of the community. And then it's a totally different ball game rather than just, I don't know, a more direct one-to-one where, you know, software developers' time is valuable. So try to view it, I guess, I'm just trying to say, understand it from the perspective of Carlton and me and others. If we want to help, but try not to make it just an ask. Try to be involved in the community one way or another. It'll be better for you and it's better for us and it's more rewarding all around.
Yeah, I mean, I, you know, give out time left, right, and center just in passing. But anyway.
Yeah, it's the commitment. Commitment phobic.
But as I say, it's on my goals for 2020 to do something around this area. But I think it's got to be more in terms of resources and pointing people to them rather than directly guiding folks, if that makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah. And I mentioned this on Twitter, but if you are listening and you have a question, send us a voice message to djangochatpodcast@gmail.com. And we'd love to include some of those in the show and do it in the context of, you know, answer it once so lots of people can hear rather than repeating the same thing over and over again. So, okay. That's resources. Let us know on Twitter or elsewhere if we've missed some, but those are the ones that come to mind for us anyways.
All right. Join us next time. Thank you.
Okay, bye.